Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel. Just a few days ago, news came out, which is pertinent to Ukraine, but it was a court ruling in London. Now, companies, wealthy individuals in Ukraine, in other former Soviet republics, they quite often say this contract was governed by English law, and therefore it's adjudicated in courts in England or indeed in Wales. So that's because the judicial system is sclerotic in many quantum Soviet states. You could be waiting a decade for a result. You couldn't be sure of the result, no matter how legally watertight it is, because someone's paid a bigger douceur than you or has got political sway, you will lose. So they say it's efficient, it's predictable, it's just in South Britain. So that's where it's judged. A bit of a world capital for this kind of thing, which is a lot of money for the solicitors, barristers, and so forth. And yes, therefore, the taxpayer has to pay for the court and the judge and so on, but it's offset by all the revenue that's brought into the country. So Ihor Kolomoisky is a Ukrainian billionaire. He's in about 70 now. And dual citizenship is illegal in Ukraine, but he said triple citizen is not citizenship, as he said, is also citizen of Switzerland and Israel. So Privat Bank, as in private bank, was one of Ukraine's biggest banks, and there was this huge fraud case against him. And why it's very pertinent to politics, he also owned several TV channels. And that's what gave Zelensky his big break. And that's how Zelensky became a household name in the 2010s, was that famous Servants of the People program, an art imitating life. Then he set up Servants of the People political party, was propelled to office in 2019. And as we know, since 2022, all the world's stage has been performing for his life, to save his country's life as president in this illegal and unprovoked invasion by Russia. So there were Zelensky's foes who said that he was a mere puppet, that really that Kolomoisky had promoted him, and Kolomoisky wanted there as president to give him his bank back, stuff like that. But I mean, it hasn't panned out like that. Kolomoisky has made some efforts. I don't think he's been back into Ukraine for several years. And Kolomoisky was also a foe of Petro Poroshenko, the previous president, the one whom Zelensky bested. And there were all these stories, especially in the Russian media, that Poroshenko was going to be arrested or he'd fled the country. I mean, Poroshenko has been in and out of the country several times since the war ended, speaking to the media. Some of his probably has been searched, but he's never been arrested. Okay, so the court ruled that the erstwhile owner of the Privat Bank, Ihor Kolomoisky, and Hennady Mohyliubov have to pay back $3 billion. I mean, they said it in pounds, but it's largely reported in dollars. And that is damage, also interests, and the legal costs of Privat Bank. So this has been going on for a long time. There's a ruling in July. So the two men had committed fraud against the bank. And there's been this the legal case going on for 8 years, mostly fought out in the courts of England and Wales. So the bank was nationalized in 2016. Kolomoisky wants it back. And the investigators found that over $5.5 billion had been embezzled, and then the bank was really lacking in capital. It was one of those banks set up in the sort of wild days of the early 90s, and Kolomoisky saw the main chance in some of the money he made from legitimate business. So he caused lots of losses to them. There was worry that this would bring down the whole banking sector and so forth. And, but there was a huge defalcation in Moldova about the same time, people taking a serious percentage of the national wealth out of the country, mostly Ilan Shor, this pro-Moscow gangster who lives between Russia and Israel. So the defendants wanted to appeal, but that was denied to them, and the ruling is not going to be suspended. The payment's supposed to be made by the 24th instant. But if they don't, then there'll be interest. So they got assets frozen all over the world since 2017, and the judge was William Turner. So they had to pay back the costs on a full indemnity basis. There's been another legal defeat for Kolomoisky. Now, nothing the Ukrainian government can do about this, but there's no evidence that Zelensky has been helpful to Kolomoisky at all since he became president. So if there is a re-election, he wouldn't really need him. He's such a national hero. But, you know, there are very difficult decisions in war. He's carried on fighting people who got killed, who might otherwise have got killed. Has he? Would he be willing to give away too much in concessions? Would he not give away enough in concessions? You just can't win, really. Would he even want to? It's so exhausting. When he can just go around the world and do a job which is less difficult, less dangerous, and better paid. Anyway, so the National Bank of Ukraine, they decided to clean up the sector, and they closed lots of lenders which were not solvent, and so on, and said, we don't care what political sway you have. So that impacted 19 million clients. So it was bad for the banking system. The ideas would have been even worse if they hadn't done it. So the Ukrainian banking system lives on to fight another day. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecalan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.